Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I will be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from this Saturday, June 20th. And we will first talk about some news and notes, a fair bit of injury updates and things to get through, but nothing too crazy. Nathan Eovaldi was scratched from his should-be start yesterday with a left knee soreness diagnosis. Shouldn't be anything too serious. Is expected to start today. Bobby Wood Jr., on the other hand, grade one MCL sprain. And my apology as I did not mention this yesterday. It was some news. It wasn't on the source that I usually look at, but still my apologies. Anyway, grade one MCL sprain from the June 18th injury he sustained. He is going to be reevaluated today, so we'll see if there's an IL stint for him. Blake Treinen is going on the IL with right elbow inflammation that time of year. Adley Rutschman plays on the 7-day concussion IL. Michael Soroka left the start today against the Twins. 15-day IL with a left strained left glute. Very quickly just came out. They said, yep, this is going to be what happened. So he is going to miss a few weeks at minimum. Jordan Lawler, 10-day IL with strained right hamstring. This guy. You know, as a Twins fan, it's just a little nice the really busted up middle infielder isn't on my team. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa hits the 10-day IL with left forearm inflammation. This dates back from an injury a few days ago. Only a couple rehab starts and recovery updates in transactions. Matthew Boyd had a rehab appearance that went pretty well. Ellie De La Cruz had an appearance at DH in AAA and future transactions. Ronnie Marinaccio has been activated, and Dalton Varsho joins him in being activated. Also activated, Shohei Ohtani, who was on the paternity list for a total of one day before coming back to the Dodgers. Congratulations to Mr. Ohtani. Now we move on to the notable performances from our hitters, and the top hitter of the day, I'm saying there are two of them, top hitters of the day are teammates, Bash Brothers in the lineup order. It's Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. Both went 4-for-5, both historic days. 4-for-5 with a cycle for Bryce Harper. He was fantastic, but he was very nearly outdone, and you can even say was outdone, by his teammate Kyle Schwarber, who hit not one, not two, but three home runs, two of them tape measure blasts over 450 feet. Fantastic day at the plate for the entire Phillies offense, but particularly these two guys, 8 hits in total, just over 20 total bases in total. This was an outstanding day. So Bryce Harper, actually, it was like 30 total bases. I mean, they were crazy. For Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper, they're my hitters of the day. Phillies with a commanding victory over the Mets. In that game, JT Realmuto also went 2-for-4 with a double. Mark Vientos, 2-for-4 with a home run. Caleb Durbin, moving on now to the Red Sox game, 2-for-4 with 2 stolen bases, and quietly Caleb Durbin having a nice few games here, hitting around 500 in the last 3 outings. Willy Abreu, 1-for-3 with a home run and a walk. The aforementioned Shohei Ohtani goes 1-for-4 with a home run. He's hitting 352, 470, 778 in the month of June. I don't know if you guys remember when his OPS briefly dipped under 800 around like mid-April. Yeah, long in the rearview mirror. Leo Tavares went 2-for-4. Joe Adele, 3-for-5 with a pair of doubles. Donovan Walton goes 3-for-5 with a double. Spencer Horwitz goes 2-for-4 with a home run in a very bizarre game. Jake McCarthy goes 2-for-4 with a home run. Travis Bezanna goes 4-for-4 with 2 home runs. And were it not for a few other particularly excellent performances, he very well could have been, and maybe should be still, the hitter of the day. Ozzie Albies, 3-for-4 with 2 home runs. Cooper Pratt, the recent call-up, 2-for-4 with a stolen base. Jung-Hoo Lee goes 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles. Casey Schmidt, 3-for-4 with a pair of doubles. CJ Abrams, 1-for-4 with another home run. He has just been racking them up this year. I believe it's his 16th. Junior Caminero goes 3-for-3 with a walk. Chandler Simpson, pair of singles and a stolen base. Fernando Tatis Jr., 2-for-5 with a pair of doubles. Manny Machado, 2-for-5 with a huge 3-run home run in the top of the 10th. Jackson Merrill goes 3-for-5 but picks up 2 stolen bases as well. Wyatt Langford, 2-for-4 with a walk. Pete Armstrong, 2-for-4, a home run and a double. How about, or a peep, or a home run and a walk, pardon me. Paul Goldschmidt, how about this guy? 1-for-5, not amazing, but that one hit he made the most of it, a home run. His OPS now over 900. If you guys remember people saying, hey, why is Aaron Boone, why is Paul Goldschmidt starting over Ben Rice? This is why. Edwin Arroyo went 4-for-5 with the double at the bottom of the Reds lineup and is always extremely annoying when the 9-hole hitter gets the best of you. That happened to the Yankees, and they suffered as a result. Dylan Dingler went 2-for-4 with a home run. Sam Antonacci went 2-for-2 with a home run, walk, and hit by pitch. And the entire Twins lineup just went absolutely ballistic. 20 total hits. The bottom four of the Twins lineup had 13 hits. 13 hits, just the bottom four had across all of Major League Baseball in a pretty offensive day. Only two teams had more than 13 hits yesterday. The bottom four for the Twins had 13 by themselves. Byron Buxton hits a grand slam. Brooks Lee goes 4-for-6. It was just a slugfest out there. So the entire Twins lineup just went absolutely ballistic, much to my delight. Check out the Daily Batters Box article if you want to know more about all these pitchers and then some. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll come back with the starting pitcher report, the reliever report, and my preview of today's games. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast here. We now move on to our starting pitchers, starting with my starting pitcher pick of the day, and that's going to be Joey Cantillo. Wow, what a performance. This is going to be probably not... This isn't going to get the flowers it deserves, likely, in the litany of other great starts in the day and over the year, but this is one of the best starts we are going to see all year. 8 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 9 Ks, 98 pitches, 20 whiffs, 41 CSW percent, guys. This was outstanding against a really strong lineup, like a really good Astros lineup, and they just couldn't do anything against it. A-plus stuff grade, APOV grade, 78% strike rate with the curveball. It's a pitch mix. If you know Joey Cantillo, it's a pitch mix that's very breaking and off-speed dependent, and it was working like a charm today. This is one of the best outings we've seen all year and a fantastic one for Joey C. Paul Skeens went 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 8 Ks, 2 walks on 104 pitches in Coors Field. Did really well, all things considered. 19 whiffs, 28 CSW percent. PLV absolutely hated this start. Oh my God, the pitch modeling hated it. It's reliant on fastball. That Skeens' fastball has kind of diminished a little bit in the stuff, and velocity was down, sitting about 96.5. He was basically a fastball changeup this outing. The locations weren't amazing. Doesn't really matter. Was able to pitch around it. Did pretty decent. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 6 hits, 6 Ks, 3 walks, 102 pitches. Not an excellent outing for Yamamoto. 10 whiffs, 27% CSW. Pretty solid PLV grade, but this is a little bit on the lower end of the bell curve for his starts. Trevor Rogers dueled him admirably, though. 7 innings, no earned runs, 1 hit, 6 Ks, 2 walks, 96 pitches, 13 whiffs, 25 CSW percent. Did not get a lot of called strikes, but really good outing, you know, against a fearsome lineup. Anytime you get 7 scoreless frames against the Dodgers, I think you have to just take what you can get. Freddy Peralta, good Lord. 2 2/3 innings, 10 hits, 10 earned runs, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk, 80 pitches. Yeah, this is who Schwarber and Harper teed off against. 9 whiffs, 29% CSW. It sounds so terrible. It looks so terrible. I don't really think it was that bad. Really, on a pitch-by-pitch metric, I looked even in the exit velocity boards and everything, and it looked like he just kind of got really unlucky, and a lot of balls found the grass. And there were runners left along, and Schwarber hit a changeup a million miles. And I think it's just one of those days. I think, if anything, this is a really nice chance to buy Peralta, because this is probably going to be the lowest price you'll get for him all year. Kyle Harrison went 6 1/3, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 7 Ks, no walks, and 85 pitches, 14 whiffs, 35 CSW percent, A-plus PLV grade for Red Sox legend Kyle Harrison. He is fantastic, folks. Really, really excellent pitcher. Chris Sale, 5 2/3, just barely couldn't get the quality start here. No earned runs, though. 5 hits, 7 Ks, 1 walk on 101 pitches, 12 whiffs, 36%. It's a Chris Sale start. You know what you're getting. Trevor McDonald, I just wanted to talk about this start because I think it's hilarious. 3 innings, 3 earned runs, 3 hits, 1 strikeout, 3 walks, 69 pitches, 2 whiffs, 19 CSW percent. Pretty awful, right? That's not even the worst part. 3 hit by pitches. 3. The modern record, I had to look this up, is 4, done by a million pitchers, including Sandy Alcantara earlier this year, which I just didn't realize, which is really funny. But yeah, to do so in three innings, crazy. Just horrific locations for McDonald. And this is one of the worst starts you'll see. And POV hated this a lot. So, you know, I just thought it was fun to talk about. You know, sometimes it's a little tiring just talking about all the aces all the time. Well, here's how Chris Sale, here's how Tarik Skubal does. Last, get into the fun stuff. On the other hand, Max Meyer went 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 7 Ks, 2 walks on 98 pitches, 9 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. The stuff does not quite match the whiff rates because the stuff was outstanding. Max Meyer has some of the best stuff in baseball. He is so good and is knocking on the door of ace tier. We'll see how he is ranked in the next edition of the list. Give the Plus Pitch Podcast a listen and check Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups if you want to know more about all these all these pitchers and then some. We now move on to the reliever report as I talk about the saves and who blew it for yesterday's game. Louis Varland picked up his 15th save of the year for the Toronto Blue Jays as he has easily settled into that closer role. Kenley Jansen picked up his 9th save of the year for the Detroit Tigers. He is 16 away from his 500th career save. Mason Miller picked up his 20th save of the year. Clayton Beater, his 5th save. Pete Fairbanks, his 11th. Jaden Hill barely picked up his 2nd save, and I don't know if you saw the outing of this. It was a ground ball to the left side, bases loaded on the top of the 9th, rather. Ground ball to the left side of the infield. Jake Mangum's cleat clips the glove of the shortstop that I'm blanking on the name of. Initially, it is ruled everyone safe, and the game is tied. It goes, and the umpires discuss it. And it is ruled that it's runner's interference. Batter is out, or runner is out. Game is over. Crazy sequence. And initially, I didn't think it was the correct call, but a different broadcast showed the clip where the glove was clipped by the cleat. Baseball's crazy. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that because that was one of the wildest things I've seen. And one of the wildest endings I've seen in ages. Circling back, Yennier Cano picks up his first save of the year in very interesting circumstances of his own against the Dodgers. Who blew it? Jacob Webb blew it for the Cubs. They had an early lead, and it was all for naught. 0.2 frames, 3 earned runs, or 2/3 of frames, 3 earned runs, 3 hits for Jacob Webb as the Cubs lose 8-6. Aaron Ashby just gets 1 out, 2 earned runs, 2 hits as the Brewers blow it against the Braves. And in weird circumstance, too, considering they already used Meagle, they already used Uribe, turned to Ashby for the closer role, doesn't get the job done. Check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more information about these relievers and more. Looking forward to today's slate of games, top matchups I want to highlight here. Red Sox at the Mariners, it is Peyton Tolley versus Logan Gilbert. Mets at the Phillies, David Peterson versus Zach Wheeler. Reds at the Yankees, Chase Burns versus Emma Rodriguez. And my game of the day is going to be the Blue Jays at the Cubs, Dylan Cease versus Shota Imanaga. Should be a fastball heavy, very interesting matchup between the two righties. So that's going to be the games of the day. And that is going to be the First Pitch Podcast today. For more information on everything baseball, hop on to pitchlist.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord PLV apps and to support the Pitchlist staff. Finally, my name is Carson Bacard. You can find me on the Shallots Podcast with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website formerly known as Twitter at Carson Bacard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.